You're listening to Mad Groupie Sounds on the Underground.
Come on, oh Nessie, There's a flivver on the river where the moon hangs low. There's an old barn dance to where we used to go. Where my childhood sweetheart used to say, in her cute little devilish way, hey, take me down the river in your birch canoe. Take me down the river with you. Her papa used to tell me, don't you take Louise, but I was hearing music on the evening breeze. When my childhood sweetheart used to say, in her cute little devilish way, hey, take me down a river in your birch canoe, take me down the river with you. The starry-eyed heaven when the sun goes down, there's an old mill river just a mile from town. Where my childhood sweetheart used to say, in her cute little devilish way, hey, take me down a river in your birch canoe, take me down the river with you. Now that we are older and we've gone our ways, I often get to thinking of the bygone days. When my childhood sweetheart used to say, in her cute little devilish way, hey, take me down a river in your birch canoe, take me down the river with you. Take me down the river in your birch canoe, take me down the river with you.
Welcome to the last show of 2013, Mac Groupie Sounds of the Underground. And kicking off that set, you heard the Blue Demons out of Toronto, one of my favorite surf bands around, doing Beatnik Bandit, which is the B-side of the Cougar County Blue 45 that they put out this year. And very cool band. I've played with them several times. Very entertaining. It's a spectacle. Check them out. And after that, you heard my buddies from British Columbia, who are coming out with a new album and touring in a few months. The Real Mackenzies doing Nessie from the Locked and Loaded vinyl. And I got to play with the Real Mackenzies once at the Horseshoe Tavern in Toronto, and it was a great night. And I partied with them till 5 in the morning in the basement of the Horseshoe Tavern. It was one of the greatest nights of my life, to be honest. And I've seen them a few times since. And when I bought this vinyl, Paul McKenzie signed the back of it for me. And it says, "Be good, you wee bastard. XO Paul McKenzie, 2012. So there you go. Paul McKenzie, love that guy. Can't wait to hear their new record. And after that, we heard some more Canadian music royalty, Stompin' Tom Connors doing Take Me Down the River from Boot Records. It's a single that I found at Value Village for a buck. And it's Boot Records, so I assume that that's pretty independent, because it sounds like that would have been Stompin' Tom's label. And the guy was pretty independent, gave all his Junos back and never played outside of Canada, so that's why I decided to play him on this all-vinyl edition of my show. Christmas, New Year's, all that kind of fun stuff going on. And I'm going to get back to the music now, and we're going to hear a song from the band Womb out of Oshawa. Baby Don't Love Me. Mac Groupie, Sounds of the Underground.
Thank you. David from the Bats Pajamas, and you're listening to Mac Groupie's Sounds of the Underground.
Back. Hope you enjoyed what you just heard. Kicking off that set you heard out of Oshawa, the band is Womb, the song Baby Don't Love Me. And I got to see these guys play a little while ago. We played with them in Oshawa. And really cool band, trio, rock and roll, kind of strange, weird chord rock and roll. I don't know, I only play the open. I know like 3-4 chords, that's it. These guys know all those creepy jazz chords and such. Good band though. And I bought their vinyl, pretty cool. Didn't look like they had very many left, but I'm sure they have a couple, so if you liked what you heard, grab it. And after that you heard out of The Hammer, Hamilton, Ontario, the legendary Teenage Head, doing Teenage Beer Drinking Party off the Some Kind of Fun record. And these guys are awesome. I don't have to tell you. I'm pretty sure everyone knows how awesome Teenage Head is. Frankie Venom. And, yeah, I don't know where I got this one. I think I bought it at some bin somewhere. I don't know. And, great band, though. I saw them a couple times, and I got to meet Frankie Venom when I was, like, 16. That was really cool. I saw them at Healy's, and stuff was cool, so even though I was underage, they let me in because they knew I wasn't going to cause any trouble, so I hung out downtown a lot. So I got to see Teenage Head with Frankie Venom a couple times, and I'm happy. I hope you enjoyed that song. And after that, you heard the Bats Pajamas doing Grin and Shake from the first Bats Pajamas album, which was recorded in 2009. And it was recorded in Chicago with Steve Albini, who's a famous producer, did the Pixies and Nirvana and all these great, huge bands. So it's pretty cool that these guys got to work with such a great producer. And they told me that it was a great experience. So, that's it for that set, and we're going to play some DOA.
wants you. Nobody's gonna play for you. Nobody wants you. Nobody needs you. Nobody's gonna die for you. Fly up or higher.
To be dead, I know what it's like.
Off that set, you heard from British Columbia, DOA, doing Liar for Hire, and I played it off the Bloody But Unbowed vinyl, Damage to Date, 78 to 84, and I love DOA, they're a great band, and I actually never got to see them live. Every time they've come, it's always something, like I have a gig, or, you know, something. It's usually I have a gig. That's usually why I miss most things, because I have a gig, but I hope to see them if they come back, because I know Joe's running for office out west there for the NDP party, I believe. So I hope he does well with that, because Joe Shithead is a guy who knows what's going on, and he's a guy who stands up for good things. So we need more people like that in power. Though it's hard for one guy to, you know, change the world, but it's not hard for one guy to put the idea in a million heads, you know? So, go Joe Shithead, DOA, rock and roll. And then after that, you heard my friend Sarah Montgomery's band, Chicken Milk. I don't even know when this is from. I think it's from the 90s, late 90s, early 2000s. Hold on, I'm opening it up. When is this from? It's Blue. Well, the song was You Get Nothing. Is there a date on here, though? No date. No date. I'm going to have to ask her about that. But the band is Chicken Milk. And the song is You Get Nothing. And I don't know, I acquired this cool guy was moving to California. And he put up an ad for his vinyls. And he was just giving them away. He just gave them to me. He just gave me his old collection. And he said, look, like, I can tell you're the kind of guy who's going to appreciate this. So here's my entire vinyl collection. And I look through it and I find this single, Chicken Milk. And I'm like, who is this? So I look at it and then I see, oh, guitars. Sarah Montgomery. I know her. And Sarah, you might know her from the Z-Rays surf band. She's been in several other bands. And I really like that song. It's really cool. Very cool. There's like that one part in the middle, the kind of chorusy part. That's some hooky stuff right there. Okay. So Sarah, good one on that. And she saw I was playing it. She's going to send me something else. So send me something else. I'll play it. I'll play anything you do. And after that, we had nerdy girl from Quebec, Montreal, doing She Said, She Said originally by the Beatles. And I don't know, I found this at Value Village too, but I'd never heard of it. Usually when I've never heard of something, I grab it because I've heard of most things. And this is from 1995. I just really like that version of that song. I hope we don't get sued. But sure, we'll be fine. I don't know. I just really thought that was kind of a really cool stripped down version of the song. I never heard of this band. Apparently the girl in this band, she has some famous song in some Star Wars documentary or something like that. So, I don't know. Nerdy Girl is the band. And the singles, After Having Cried, I guess it's the side A. But the single's called New Jersey. I guess it's an EP. And I don't know. I never heard of this. I just grabbed it because I didn't know what it was. Go Value Village. So we're going to kick off the next set with some rock and roll on Mac Groupies, Sounds of the Underground.
Yeah. I got my mojo working, but it just won't work on you. I got my mojo working, but it just don't work on you. I wanna love you so bad, I just don't know what to do. I'm going down in Louisiana just to buy me a mojo hand. I'm going down in Louisiana just to buy me a mojo hand. I'm gonna have you pretty women obeying my command. I got my mojo working.
I got my mojo working.
Got my mojo working.
I got my mojo working.
Got my mojo working.
I got my mojo working.
Got my mojo working.
Got my mojo working,
but it just don't work on you. Oh, let's hear that harmonica, baby. Woo, hit it up. I got a long-legged woman giving me advice. I got a long-legged mama giving me advice. I got a few little tricks I'm keeping here on ice. Yeah. I got my mojo working. Got my mojo working.
Got my mojo working.
Got my mojo working.
Got my mojo working.
Got my mojo working. Got my mojo working, but it just don't work on you. Let's go home, baby. Woo, come on. Yeah, yeah.
Off that set of rock and roll music you heard out of Hamilton, Mystics doing Can't Be Happy. And I have to admit, I found this single on a table when we played at the Cadillac Lounge last at the Surf Battle. So if someone's missing a Mystics single, I've got it. It's in safe hands. I looked for someone, no one was around. So instead of just leaving it there for someone else, I just took it because I didn't know what it was. And it's Bop A Doo Down Records. I know they put out some quality stuff, so, you know, why not? And the A-side on that one is Play Your Game. And I've never seen this band. I never heard of them until I found this. But I'd like to see them. I really like that song. And after that, you heard my friends from Toronto, the Thinly Veiled Double Entendres, doing Captain Fishheart. And I hope soon that they will record some new material. I've been bugging them a lot about it. I'm pretty sure a lot of people would love them to record some new stuff. I know it's hard to get it together and stuff sometimes when you're a band, scheduling and money and all that crap. But they're a great band. I've seen them a few times in the last month or so. Played with them. King Bees played with them at the Cage in Toronto a few weeks ago. And they were great. And they're a great band. So check them out. They have this vinyl available. And they have an EP available. And there's not much more to say other than they're an awesome band. And after that, you heard The Hawk. Mr. Ronnie Hawkins doing Got My Mojo Working on Hawk Records, which is his independent label, so that falls under the category of independent Canadian music for anyone who's listening out there. And the Hawk just celebrated, his life and stuff, and he just did a big tour across Ontario and played at Massey Hall, and my friends John and Amber got to interview him, and I listened. I actually got interviewed on the same show as him. In London, Ontario, they interviewed him and then they interviewed me. So I kind of felt small after that because, I mean, you're doing an interview after Ronnie Hawkins. You better be good, you know. But yeah, that's what the Hawks on there. So that means that's the band, Robbie Robertson and Rick Danko and all those guys backing him up on that particular take. And that's about it for the show. I'd like to thank Indie Roundtable, roundtableradio.com, and MusicLink, musiclink.com, for airing my show and supporting me and all the listeners and everyone who supports my music and my writing and all this stuff. And everything I do is available at macgroupie.com, macgroupie.com, two O's, macgroupie.com, macgroupie.com. And also there's a website called macgroupie.com. And I hope everyone had a great Christmas and has a great New Year's, except for Rob Ford, because he's the worst mayor in the history of Toronto, and he should be fired, and there's people still sitting in their houses with no power, and we're out of salt, can't buy salt anywhere, and this guy's just really not handled this situation very well here in Toronto, and I mean, what a surprise, right? The guy, you know, is a crackhead. So I really hope that someone else comes in soon and gets rid of that guy. And hopefully it's Olivia Chow, who deserves to be the mayor of Toronto. Even though I'm not an NDP, I still endorse Olivia Chow for the mayor of Toronto. And I hope she runs because she's a great person. And her husband took the time to come out to see my band one time, and I just thought they were really cool people, down to earth, and, you know, they care about their community and the city, and they actually cared, you know? So, Rob Ford's just a joke, really, at this point, and, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, other than Happy New Year, except to Rob Ford, and I will see you at the end of January with an awesome episode of brand new stuff, because I've been having lots of bands sending me things. And get at me through Facebook, Matt Groupie, and mattgroupie.com, and keep sending me stuff. I got lots of new music to play. So tune in, end of January, last Sunday at 8 p.m., and every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. on Music Link Radio. All right, take care, don't drink and drive, rock and roll.